Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Monday afternoon, and the clouds have started moving eastward, clearing out here. Going to be a nice day. Austin, we'll get into that in just a few minutes. I hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much for the folks turning out at the Navarre Mardi Gras Parade Saturday. That was crazy. That was absolutely great.
My feet ached after it was over, but besides that, it was great.
Yeah, but it was really good. Man, you guys know how to party in Navarre, so thank you so much. Also, went to the Jerry Blank, of course. He was our native Pensacolian who lived in the Pacific Palisades,
right,
and lost his karate dojo. By the way, Jerry has done movies. He's eighth degree black belt, and he had a very successful dojo in Pacific Palisades, and he did lose everything out there. Anyway, Jerry came back. He's been doing this since 1980. Came back and brought 10 of his students, world-class students. And if you were listening to the show, I think it was on Friday,
mm-hmm.
Jerry was mentioning an 11-year-old girl, that girl that was part of his group from the Palisades. Well, when the fire broke out, she went down to Las Vegas, won the championships down in there. I met her yesterday. She was in Pensacola.
Really?
And it was great. I had a great time over at the Paradise and just kind of reminiscing with a lot of old surfer friends that I grew up with, and I was so glad to reconnect with people like that. You know, part of your life.
Right.
Anyway, Jerry Blank was over there, and I'm getting to the point here. Tomorrow afternoon, around 4:45, we're going to have a lady on, a very successful Pensacola artist. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'll kind of tease you on this one. But
all right.
4:45 tomorrow afternoon, we'll be speaking to a lady who's a very qualified and just won all kind of great things. Her name is Sharla Gorder, and she has this amazing book out. And you can get every information at Cray and Dawn. But we're going to talk to her 4:45 about Pensacola. It's all her book's all about Pensacola, and the kind of the nature side of Pensacola, the beach side, the shell side, the surf side. You know that.
Yeah.
The really beach things, and you're going to love the book. Beautiful. And we'll talk about the book, and we'll also I'll let you know that she was one of the first girls as a teenager in Pensacola to be given a ticket because she was standing on the intersection at a street here in her bikini and caused a wreck.
So, take it as a compliment.
So we'll talk about that. Listen, it's funny, and she'll be with us tomorrow at 4:45.
Alrighty, and one of our top stories here nationally. President Trump saying that tariffs against Mexico and Canada will move forward. It comes as a month-long delay of their implementation will expire next week. Speaking with French President Macron at the White House, Trump said they are on time with the tariffs. The two countries could see 25% tariffs on all exports starting on March 4th.
You know, I watched them earlier today on the Fox Network, and they look like they had been best of friends for, like, years.
That's the diplomacy we need.
Weren't they just fighting a few weeks ago? Okay, well, anyway, I'm glad to see they were smiling.
Yeah.
But it was definitely a treat there. Let me just jump into the real business side of the equation. Stocks ending mixed today as investors await the profit report from chip maker NVIDIA. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
A choppy trading session with the major averages finishing mixed. This upcoming week will feature earnings results from NVIDIA, one of Wall Street's most influential stocks, as well as updates on consumer confidence and inflation. Tech was the worst performing sector, while healthcare advanced and Apple stock rose nearly 1%. The tech giant is planning to invest more than $500 billion and hire around 20,000 people over the next 4 years. Those plans include building a factory in Houston to support its artificial intelligence system. The Dow winners, Amgen, and Travelers and Boeing, the Dow decliners, Microsoft, United Health Group, and Amazon. The Dow up 33 points, the Nasdaq lower by 237, S&P 500 down 30. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect at this hour. Not seeing any accidents, at least not yet. Do have some congestion on Highway 90 in front of the Walmart Supercenter, but once again, that is to be expected, and maybe some on Navarre Parkway here and there. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 66 degrees tonight. tonight's low is going to be 50. Tomorrow, going to be foggy in the morning with a high of 72, low of 49.
416 News Radio 92.3. Watching the SS United States make its way in the Atlantic today.
Slowly but sure.
Very well said. Yes, it is right now. If you'd like to kind of pinpoint this, just go to Cocoa Beach, Florida, and look east. That's where it's at. It's moving 7.56 miles per hour and clipping right along. If you remember, we were speaking about this Friday, and they were in the Outer Banks in North Carolina. So that's where it stands now, but we're tracking the SS United States as it makes its way over to the Mobile shipyards.
Something else that we're doing in around 12 or 13 minutes is we've got a pair of tickets that we're giving away to Shaun of the South. That's a 100th anniversary production by the Sanger Theater. Got details on what that is and how you can win those tickets. Once again, in about 12 or 13 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, is facing pushback after it called on federal employees to report what they did the week before. I don't know whether everybody's getting so riled up about all my jobs asked for a report.
Yeah.
What'd you do last week? You know, if they don't do this, they could be fired. They're just throwing a hissy here. Hillary Vaughn is on Capitol Hill with the latest details and saying, hey, welcome to reality.
President Trump says he thinks the idea is, quote, genius.
We're trying to find out if people are working. And so we're sending a letter to people. Please tell us what you did last week. If people don't respond, it's very possible that there is no such person, or they're not working.
Musk says he's already received a large number of responses and says those people should be considered for a promotion. But Musk says this is more about proof of life. But Democrats are offended. Democratic Senator Tina Smith saying that nothing more American than hating a bad boss, especially an illegitimate one like Musk.
Yeah, you know, I get how it could be nerve-wracking to for them to say, hey, tell us what you did and we'll see if it's worthy. But if you can't respond at all, that's telling.
Okay, I'm going to talk about nerve-wracking things here for just
good segue.
A quick minute. Big firings at the Pentagon this past week. And this is really shaking a lot of leaves in those trees. Kevin Yurinsky has the story in Securing America.
Securing America.
The Pentagon is in a period of significant transition following Friday's firing of Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown, as well as Navy Chief of Operations Admiral Lisa Franchetti and Air Force Vice Chief General James Slife. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth defended the moves while appearing on Fox News Sunday.
The president deserves to pick his key national security and military advisory team.
Hegseth adding this assessment of the now former chairman.
He's an honorable man. Not the right man for the moment.
Rhode Island Democratic Senator Jack Reed pushed back on the firings on ABC's This Week Sunday.
Apparently what Trump and Hegseth are trying to do is to politicize the Department of Defense.
The senator adding,
we're looking at a very dangerous undermining of the values of our military.
Hegseth, though, says only one value matters.
We're going to focus on warfighting and lethality.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Just a few minutes ago, we talked about President Trump meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, and one of the things they talked about was putting an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. Trump said Europe must take a major role to ensure a stop to the fighting and said that there's been progress made related to an economic deal with Ukraine. Today marks 3 years since Russia invaded. That's insane.
Yeah, it's moving pretty fast here. Hey, try W. Speaking about moving in kind of a roundabout way here, Tri-W Development is back with an offer to buy the OLF-8 property in Beulah. Say it's not so. How many times have we been through this?
Too many.
The company is once again offering $42.5 million. This is for all 540 acres of the property after withdrawing a bid for the same amount in January, just a month and a half ago or so.
Right.
Company submitted a summary of the purchase and sale agreement to the county just last week. Mm. I'm just telling you what I know. Don't shoot me. I'm the messenger.
Alrighty, 419 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, the Florida Sheriff's Association cracking down on illegal immigration in jails across the state. Details on that and more coming up in just a few minutes right here on 92.3.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Chris Dominey is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. It is 4:24. Kind of developing into one of those killer afternoons and one of those nice days to go to the beach. I love the afternoons at the beach, and you can watch that sunset. And today, the temperatures are very well manageable, not that cold. Might take a sweatshirt jacket with you over there.
Perhaps.
But no, not perhaps. It was like it was different, just, you know, it's just beautiful over there with that sunset. So anyway, take advantage of that. Austin will ruin that for us in a few minutes with his weather forecast. But
that's what I do.
But anyway, check that out. Hey, thinking about maybe making an investment in your future. I know your Powerball tonight, $230 million, $105.2 million. That is your cash option heading out the door tomorrow night. you don't score for Powerball. Mega Millions, $181 million, $82.7 million. Both of those drawings, 10 o'clock on Monday and Tuesday night. Improving conditions, dry, warmer weather throughout the week. Yellow flags flying on Pensacola Beach this afternoon. Not a bad day, like I said before. Hey, President Trump met with French President Macron today. I watched that on the Fox Network. I thought it was pretty darn interesting to watch because these two guys were buddies. I mean, they were like, man, these have been inseparable for like 30 years.
Yeah.
In just a few weeks ago, they've been yelling at each other. Great, great change of scenery. I want to tell you that. Anyway, they were discussing issues including a peaceful resolution to the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Jackie Henrich, she's at the White House this afternoon.
The president gave the impression that the war between Ukraine and Russia could be over within a matter of weeks. He said that talks with Russia have been going really well, and the U.S. right now is at a one-yard line trying to get that rare earth minerals deal signed with Ukraine. Zelensky has been pushing for security guarantees, President Trump and President Macron both suggesting that European troops could play a peacekeeping role in that, but the U.S. would not need to add much backing. The president said there would be backing of some kind, but he didn't think that much would be needed. However, we might be able to see more details on this. The president saying that Zelensky could come here as soon as this week.
All righty, just past 4:25 here. We'll get that traffic and weather report that Chris just mentioned a couple minutes ago. Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, not much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Did have some backups on Highway 90 in front of the Walmart over in the Pace area. Outside of that, it's just some issues on Navarre Parkway near Windhaven Beach, but it's pretty minor at this time. As for the weather, 66 degrees. Low of 50 tonight, and it's going to be foggy bleeding into tomorrow morning.
Okay, 4:27. We're going to get into sports here in about 7 or 8 minutes, but I wanted to talk to you about this real quick. In 8 days, the 2025 Sun Belt Conference men's and women's basketball championships returning to the Bay Center. Yeah, all 14 Sun Belt teams are here March 4th through 10. Put the icing on top of this cake, Ray Palmer, Pensacola Sports President, CEO, will join us on these very airwaves tomorrow at all about 5:12. We'll have Ray in talking about what's coming up with the this format and how exciting Sun Belt Conference basketball is.
Yeah.
This is great. So Ray's coming in. I thought I'd pass that on to you so you can kind of make sure you plan that out tomorrow afternoon at 5:12.
All righty. And since it's already 4:27, we'll go ahead and give away these tickets here. So let me give you a bit of a rundown on what exactly we're talking about. Let's see. So this is going to be Sean of the South. It's a Sanger 100th anniversary event. It's an event featuring Sean of the South. Sean Dietrich is his name. Columnist, humorist, musician, storyteller. He shares his heartfelt and humorous take on life in the American South with work featured in Newsweek, Southern Living, Reader's Digest, Garden Gun, and more. To win these tickets, it's a pair of tickets, all you got to do is text in to 850-437-1620. I can't think of a prompt because I'm not too familiar with Sean personally. So how about this? First person to text in, give me the tickets at 850-437-1620. We'll get them.
Very nice.
First come, first serve.
All right. 428 News Radio 92.3. So much for electric-powered school buses in Florida.
Duh. Yeah,
well, Miami-Dade, Broward County's, get this. I want you to make sure you understand this. Spending $126 million to purchase 117 electric buses and build charging stations for their new green fleet. Well, it was intended to save South Florida voters a lot of money. Today in Miami-Dade, get this one, only five, go ahead and count them, five of the county's 75 EV buses are in service.
Really?
70 are in the shop. In Broward, get this one, none of their fleet of 42 EV buses are on the road. Most of the buses broke down in the first year of service.
Not ideal.
Well, you know, it just, as a taxpayer, and especially those folks down in South Florida, it's pretty expensive to live, and I'm sure they look at their and watch their money and right. see this going, my gosh, who thought of this crazy thing?
Yeah, fair enough. And mentioned this before the break, Florida Sheriff's Association cracking down on illegal immigration in jails across the state. The organization holding a news conference in Polk County earlier today saying all sheriff and county-run jails have agreements with ICE. Law enforcement will be able to notify federal immigration agents once criminals who are in the county illegally, or country illegally, rather, are arrested and booked. So if you get booked as an illegal immigrant, they're going to tell ICE.
Okay.
Tell Papa.
That's their business, I guess. mortgage rates remaining below that 7% level again this afternoon. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate, 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 6.89%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.37%. I got to tell you about this thing. I found it to be pretty darn interesting. Bike Pensacola Slow Ride in March is featuring Cycle Chick. Now, does that intrigue you? That kind of got my attention there. by the way, Chick riders will dress up in fashionable everyday clothes. The ride takes a little over an hour at a casual pace, and they'll do it at Alabama Square on Gonzales Street, Saturday, March 8th at around 1 o'clock.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump says Russian leader Vladimir Putin would accept European peacekeepers in Ukraine as part of a potential deal to end the ongoing war. He held a press conference today with French President Emmanuel Macron.
President Macron agrees that the cost and burden of securing the peace must be borne by the nations of Europe, not alone by the United States.
Today marking 3 years since that Russian invasion, the Vatican says Pope Francis is showing signs of improvement but remains in critical condition, suffering from pneumonia in both lungs. Fox's Jeff Paul.
No longer is Pope Francis suffering from a respiratory crisis. In fact, he is working, even making a phone call to a church in Gaza, which is something he has been doing since the war started there.
The 88-year-old pontiff has been hospitalized since February 14th. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. European food delivery giant JustEatTakeaway.com is set to be acquired by Dutch tech investor Prosus in an all-cash deal worth roughly $4.3 billion. Prosus already holds a 28% stake in leading food delivery company Delivery Hero. Shares of Just Eat are up more than 50%, setting a new 52-week high. The Securities and Exchange Commission says they're dropping its investigation into Robinhood's crypto arm. The news comes 3 days after Coinbase similarly announced that the SEC has agreed to end its enforcement case. Shares of Robinhood initially rose on the news and are now down 0.3% in after-hours trading. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed during the opening session of the week, with the Dow gaining 33, the S&P 500 fell by nearly 30, and the Nasdaq lost more than 230 points. Crude oil futures for April under 71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Will the Tennessee Titans trade the first overall pick? Will they pass on a quarterback and take either Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter? Or will they take either Cam Ward or Shador Sanders to be their franchise QB? And I'm ready to make a prediction, and I think Tennessee will hold on to the pick, and they'll draft quarterback Cam Ward with the first selection of the 2025 NFL Draft. I'm Zach Gelb.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Choose Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil to provide maximum performance and protection for your engine. Get a $15 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $34.95. Plus, 2x O Rewards points. Offer valid in-store and online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee-owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the fledgling and now failed effort by Ashley Hoffberger, Commissioner District 4, to raise the question of whether to keep County Administrator Wes Moreno in his job. She basically got told, you can go talk to him privately, but we're not having this on the agenda, at least not yet. The Escambia County School Board votes for us to vote again on whether to have an appointed or an elected superintendent. We had a good conversation about which way is the better way to pick a superintendent. You can listen to those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. I mentioned to you just a few minutes ago, 8 days until the 2025 Sun Belt Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Championships. Did you see what happened to the Ice Flyers this past weekend? Was not pretty. They were swept over the weekend in a three-game series against Evansville. This weekend is another brutal road trip. Pensacola facing Roanoke for a two-game series Friday and Saturday. Ice Flyers return to home ice on March 14th and 15th, matching up against Quad City, another good team. Puck drop 7:05 in the Bay Center.
All righty. And, you know, this is something I wanted to touch on because it truly upsets me as a sports fan, since we're getting into our sports segment here. 76ers star Joel Embiid didn't play in the fourth quarter of Philly's Saturday loss to Brooklyn. He shot 4 of 13 over 31 minutes, and he's been sidelined several times this season, and he's only appeared in 19 games so far. I've said before, I think I said it last week, sports is a win-now world, and with that in mind, I'm surprised that the Sixers have stuck it out with Embiid like they have. Through all of his own dramas and injuries, through the other big names that have come and gone, all just to fall short alongside him. I'm telling you now, Chris, get this. Within the next couple of years, we're going to see that change. This guy will be the next star on the market, and I don't think he should go for as much as he probably will. I am that sick of him.
And I heard Doge is being sicked on him.
Oh,
my God.
Okay. Quite a segue there. Yeah, please.
Quite a bit of untruth there.
I was about to say, please explain.
No. I'm just joshing there. Last year's NASCAR Ambetter Health 400 gave us one of the closest finishes in Cup Series history. Well, Greg Thompson says the 2025 edition wasn't so bad either.
The second race of the NASCAR Cup Series season headed to overtime at Atlanta Motor Speedway. But instead of a fight to the finish, it was decided when another caution flag came out just a little after the restart. Video showed Christopher Bell barely ahead of both Kyle Larson and Carson Hocevar, giving him his 10th career victory, despite the fact that he hadn't led a single lap before that.
That right there is what you dream of. You never know how those things are going to play out, but I'll be the first to tell you, I love super speedways.
Bell, courtesy of Fox Sports. One person who probably does not love super speedways is Larson, who is now winless in 49 career starts at the tracks after this latest near miss. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
And a Bucknell University student, $10,000 richer, thanks to retired MLB superstar Alex Rodriguez. Rodriguez was at the Bucknell basketball game against Army Sunday when he stepped up at halftime to take on a successful half-court shot. He picked up the lucky recipient of the $10,000, Owen Garwood, and twirled him around the court in celebration and even signed a baseball card. Garwood said he would use the money for tuition, donate to a charity, and help out his parents. So, A-Rod, helping out with a good cause.
Good for him. So he's still around. Okay. Hey, the Yankees, speaking of A-Rod, the Yankees are making a change to another long-standing tradition. Jared Max has more on the story.
Start spreading this news. The only time New York Yankees fans will hear Frank Sinatra's theme from New York, New York at home games will be after the Yankees win, a tradition since 1980. Just a couple of days after the most storied franchise in North American pro sports with the most widely recognized team logo around the world announced it would scrap a strict facial hair policy that dated to 1976 to allow uniformed personnel to grow well-groomed beards, the 27-time World Series champs announced another change. At all Yankees home games, when the Yankees lose, Sinatra's New York, New York will not be played anymore through the stadium. Other songs by the chairman of the board will, like That's Life, which made its debut Sunday after a Yankees exhibition loss at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, Florida. Jared Max, Fox News.
And we've got a few men's basketball games on for you tonight. At 6 o'clock on ESPN, Florida State hosting North Carolina. Florida State's not having a great year, but neither are the Tar Heels, so that could be an upset alert there. We'll have to see. Number travels to Nebraska, and number 4 Houston travels to number 10 Texas Tech. Those games at 7 and 8 o'clock this evening, respectively.
Okay, 441, News Radio 92.3, while we're on the topic of basketball to some degree here. A terrifying scene on the side of an Indiana interstate where a college basketball team avoided a real tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Max.
Riding home after losing a close game Sunday at Northern Kentucky, the men's basketball team from Indiana University, Indianapolis, had to evacuate its charter bus on the side of Interstate 275 near Kent, Indiana, after the bus had experienced a mechanical issue that initiated a fire. After everyone safely evacuated, the entire bus quickly was engulfed with flames and charred. The roof gone, windows gone, seats decimated. The scene described as scary and chaotic to Yahoo Sports. Associate Athletic Director Ed Holdaway said most players and staff members were only able to get out with what was on their person. He said there was a considerable loss of personal items, from wallets and cell phones to basketball gear. Everyone who was on the bus is okay. Jared Max, Fox News.
Boy, it's surprising that everybody on that bus had a brand new iPhone.
Man,
you know?
Yeah, no, I get you. But yeah, as Jared said there, of course, very happy to hear that everyone's all right.
Absolutely. You know, that's frightening. That kind of stuff is just so frightening because it can happen. You just never know.
Yeah, yeah. And we've been hearing about a lot of vehicles going wrong, whether they be in the air or buses. Just a lot of bad news.
We're not through with basketball yet. Notre Dame's 19-game win streak in women's college basketball ended in a dramatic fashion. Hear this one.
Fox Sports Update.
NC State takes down number 1 Notre Dame.
A big upset in women's college basketball Sunday on ESPN. 13th-ranked Notre Dame got a career-high 33 points from Zoe Brooks in a 104-95 victory in double overtime against top-ranked Notre Dame, which had its 19-game win streak snapped. Brooks' previous high-scoring game was 21 points, 33 Sunday. Men's college basketball, Indiana upset 13th-ranked Purdue, 73-58. Alex Ovechkin closing in on NHL history.
Goal number 882. He's now 12 from tying Gretzky, 13 away from becoming the game's all-time goal-scoring leader. And that is the 20th team against whom Alex Ovechkin has had a hat trick.
On Monumental Sports Network, Alex Ovechkin scored 3 goals for the Capitals Sunday in a 7-3 win over the Edmonton Oilers. 13 more goals needed to break Wayne Gretzky's all-time NHL scoring record.
And the 30-year-old from Norman, Oklahoma, gets his 10th career win in his 182nd race. This race had 15 different leaders. How many laps did Christopher Bell lead? Just the last.
The only one that matters.
Hey, that's the only one that matters.
On Fox TV, the Ambetter Health 400 won by Christopher Bell for Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota in overtime Sunday. Soccer, United States women's national team scored a 2-1 victory over Australia in the She Believes Cup.
NBA Sunday, the Knicks lost to the Celtics 118-105. New York has an 0-7 record this season against Boston, Cleveland, and Oklahoma City, the three teams in the NBA with the best records. Golden State Warriors waxed the Dallas Mavericks 126-102. Golden State also retired the jersey number 9 of Andre Iguodala. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Bex.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All righty, just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This update brought to you by Jerry's Drive-In, home of the original bacon cheeseburger for 86 years. Open Monday through Saturday in East Pensacola Heights. Again, that is Jerry's Drive-In. Looking at the roads here, just have some minor backups on Navarre Parkway near Windhaven Beach. It's relatively minor for what you would normally expect this time every day. Also have some minor backups on I-10, traveling eastbound, coming from Pine Forest Road, heading towards Highway 29. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of minor congestion here and there. As for the weather, 66 degrees. Low of 50 this evening. It's going to be foggy tonight. Be careful. Heading into tomorrow, high of 72, low of 49.
Okay, if you're cruising around, look at those gas station marquees. You're going to notice gas prices a bit lower today. Florida gas prices, however, are up 7 cents over last week's numbers. The average price per gallon in Escambia County, 285, low of 259, was available on West 9 Mile Road, 269 in Cantonment, and a low of 278. Available over in the Breeze.
All righty. And a new study shows that more athletes did not die suddenly from heart issues during the pandemic. A 6-year study published in the journal JAMA Network Open shows that neither COVID-19 nor vaccines led to an increase in the number of cardiac arrests. Claims have spread on social media, though, that young athletes were dying from heart issues as a result of the vaccine. The study compared episodes of sudden cardiac arrest and cardiac deaths among young athletes before the pandemic and those between 2020 and 2022. The results show that 203 heart-related deaths occurring before the pandemic, followed by 184 deaths during.
Okay, if you're a local vet, maybe I can help you out a bit here. If you're needing free benefits through the VA, they're now available. The Escambia County's Veteran Services Office helps vets, spouses, and dependents to file claims for benefits. This is throughout the entire process. Here's a number to call, 850-595-2409. You can visit vso@myescambia.com or in person over there at the West Park Place. It's 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex, right behind Town and Country Plaza, just east of Town and Country Plaza.
You know, speaking of places, have you ever heard of the fabric and craft store chain Joann?
Oh, absolutely. I love them, and I know what you're saying, and I hate it.
You're like, it upsets me.
Well, because they have these little great little gimmicks for people that don't know how to sew. But you can go there and get a little kit.
Right, right.
And you can punch your buttons back on and all.
Oh, got you.
I'm in mourning.
Yes, and the reason why, Chris, is because, as you can probably imagine, they are closing all of their locations. The company made the announcement today. A liquidator has agreed to buy all of Joann's assets, and going out of business sales will be held at stores. This comes after Joann had announced plans earlier this month to close around 500 stores. Joann was founded back in 1943.
Yeah, and that initial disclosure of stores being closed did not include Pensacola.
Mm.
That's what makes it. That's what putting the salt
got
in
your
the
hopes
wound.
Up.
Yeah, yeah, put that salt in the wound. Ow, okay. Hey, day's getting longer as spring creeps closer. You can look out there right now. 13 days until daylight savings time begins on Sunday, March 9th. Spring officially arrives in 24 days on March 20th. Ready? Bring it on.
Yes, bring it on. It's already kind of getting warmer anyway. 4:48 here around this time every hour. I'd like to give you another reminder of the stock numbers. Stocks mostly lower to start the week on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 33 points to 43,461. S&P 500 lost 29 to 59,83. And the NASDAQ fell a steep 237 points to 19,287.
Okay, 4:48, News Radio 92.3. If you remember on Friday, I mentioned to you that I was going to taste that brand new
you did.
Thin Mints Frosty. I went by there. I did what I was supposed to do.
Right.
And
my job.
What we're talking about, there's a new mint flavored treat over at Wendy's. The Girl Scouts teaming up with Wendy's to offer a new limited edition Thin Mints Frosty. It's on sale now, and it's pretty darn good.
Mm.
Their marketing is not as good as just like with SpongeBob. You would never know it was there.
To be fair, we've been a big part of the marketing.
Yeah,
we've been talking
I'm just saying, when they did the thing with SpongeBob SquarePants, no difference. The Krabby Patty just turned out to be a regular. It was not packaged. There was no packaging.
Right.
Same here.
Mm.
You never knew it until you pulled up to the board to make your, you know, they have it on the windows.
Yeah,
and
they
on
advertise
marquee
it there.
And stuff like that. Was crickets. I think the guy thought I was surprised, or he was surprised when I said, I'd like one of those thin mint Frosties.
He's like, how the heck have you heard about
he goes, you do?
Anyway.
And they're, long story short, they're good.
So speaking of establishments that need some work, Starbucks plans to lay off 1,100 corporate workers. CEO Brian Nickel announced the cuts earlier today as the coffee chain faces slumping sales. Workers at the company's cafes will not be impacted by the layoffs. Nickel has made a number of changes since taking over as CEO last year, and the changes have included trying to speed up service and simplifying the menu. And they also did something recently about going back to their roots with some of their cups, right? With like writing names and all that.
Yeah. You put your name on the cup and things like that. And all kind of little chichkas that get you in there and get those wonderful coffees.
Yeah.
Yeah. While we're kind of perusing the topic of food and things like that, the FDA is delaying its decision on the definition of what foods can be called healthy. I remember one of the senators put somebody on the stand, and they were saying, would you mind giving me the definition of the word woman? And she said, I can't do it. Well, they're going to give you a definition of healthy. Here it is.
How can some food products be labeled healthy while others can't? It all depends on the nutrient content as defined by the FDA, and that definition was due to be updated on Tuesday. However, the Department of Health and Human Services says a final rule on that definition is now being delayed for more than 2 months, April 28th, thanks to a freeze on new rule proposals by President Trump. The final rule clarifies when the term healthy can be used by food manufacturers and gives parameters for using it. The compliance date is not until 2028. The delay comes as the Trump administration overhauls federal agencies, with recent layoffs at the FDA and the National Institutes of Health. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, buying a home in America isn't cheap. You probably already guessed that, but you may not have known the best deals and where they can be found throughout the nation. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. You know, when I hear songs like that, you know what it reminds me of?
What's like, that?
It reminds me of Friends, the TV show Friends, for some reason. I guess it was that genre of music at that time. Great track. Apple, get this. pledging to invest $500 billion in U.S. manufacturing after the company's CEO met with President Trump. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Apple will invest $500 billion over the next 4 years, CEO Tim Cook says, and hire 20,000 new American employees. The company will double its advanced manufacturing fund and open a new facility in Houston and expand facilities across the country. Cook says he's bullish on the future of American innovation. Cook met with President Trump last week. The president warned Apple could pay significant tariffs to import its products, mostly manufactured in China. In a social media post, President Trump says Apple would not invest 10 cents without faith in what his administration is doing. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
4:55 on the nose here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups increasing on I-10 eastbound if you're just getting off of Pine Forest Road and traveling towards Highway 29. Outside of that, it's just minor stuff here and there. As for the weather, 66 degrees, low of 50 this evening. Tomorrow, a high of 72, low 49.
Hey, here's something good for you young folks. Scambia County now accepting applications for the 2025 Summer Youth Employment Program. The pay-for-work opportunities open to Escambia County youths ages 16 through 24. Applications are available at myescambia.com until March 10th. Last summer, over 200 youth participated in this program. Temperatures. We were talking how they're looking pretty nice around here now. Well, basically, temperatures are on the rise across America. Adam Klotz has a look at the forecast.
A major warm-up is sweeping across the country, bringing relief from a recent extreme cold. Temperatures from the plains to the East Coast will soar well above average, with highs reaching the 60s as far north as the Ohio Valley and parts of New England. Meanwhile, heavy rain and possible flooding threaten Florida, especially around Miami, where severe storms could produce isolated tornadoes. And in the Pacific Northwest, an atmospheric river continues to bring flooding rains and heavy mountain snow to Washington and Oregon, prompting flood warnings and dangerous road conditions. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Yeah, I mentioned this before the break. Buying a home in America is not cheap, especially for first-time home buyers. But Bankrate analyst Jeff Ostrowski says the national median price for a starter home is $400,000 and that the best deals can be found in Rust Belt cities like Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Indianapolis, St. Louis, Cleveland, and Detroit.
And why is that? Inquiring minds want to know that. Why is that?
That's an interesting question, my friend.
All right, Captain America, Brave New World, continues to win the war at the weekend box office. Deborah Valentine has more on this trending story.
Captain America, Brave New World, may be losing some momentum at the box office, but still came out on top this weekend, making just over $28 million after a $100 million start during President's Day weekend.
Your inner circle's been compromised. Let me fix it.
Watch yourself. You're not Steve Rogers.
You're right.
I'm not.
Second place went to Neon's gory thriller, The Monkey, which generated just over $14 million in its opening weekend. Sony's Paddington in Peru, the third adventure about the marmalade-loving bear, dropped into third place, making $6.5 million in its second weekend. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And if you're getting up in age and worried about the chances of dementia, apparently 5 minutes a day of light exercise could cut the risk of it. A new study from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health found that 35 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity per week was linked to a 41% lower risk of dementia over a four-year period. The risk continued to drop the more exercise people got.
You see, I knocked that all out Saturday in the parade in Navarre.
Yeah, we're set.
I mean, we're good. I banked a couple of weeks on that with walking in that parade. Hey, you folks at Navarre, thanks for making us feel so at home. I had a great time, met a lot of wonderful people, and I had a blast. That Navarre Mardi Gras parade was crazy, to say the least. Hey, listen, cuts are coming at Starbucks, though not at cafes. The suits are getting the axe.
Starbucks is cutting more than 1,000 of its corporate staff, and it will not fill several hundred open positions. CEO Brian Nichols says the cuts are needed to streamline operations. He says the move will eliminate duplications, remove corporate layers, and will help the company become more focused. Starbucks has been dealing with sales declines. Its customers have been looking for more affordable coffee or were avoiding long wait times. Starbucks says the layoffs will not impact roasting manufacturing. manufacturing, warehousing, distribution, or workers at cafes. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Have you noticed, have you partaken at Starbucks and gone in there? One thing I noticed that they don't have, though, flavored decaf coffee. Decaf. And that, I'm just thinking, why? But I went to the market and looked around at a lot of decafs.
Yeah.
And it seems to be a void in the market for decaf flavored coffees, you know, pecan, pralines, yeah, things like that. Anyway, Starbucks is trying to figure it out, I guess.
Yeah, with those cups with names, and get some flavored decaf for crying out loud.
Yeah, you're right.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.